Blog Talk Radio.
Waking there, so many thoughts run through my head, wondering when my turn will come. But the last thing that I want to see is I'm grateful for the little things, yeah. No matter what I do, seems like I'm not getting through. Can't say that I'm not hurt, even though I know every word you said to me. With all my heart, I want to believe, yeah. What do I do in the meantime? Do in between time, while I'm waiting, silent and patient, trying to keep it all together. Yes, I believe you're up to something, cause I feel the answer coming. Until I see what I believe, let your love comfort me in the meantime. Oh, in the meantime, yeah.
Hello, welcome to today's show, Real Talk. This is Glenda Fields, your host of God's Anointed Ministries Radio. Today on our show, I'm joined by Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. On today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing called The Gathering of Eagles. And now on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience on today here in the studio and also to go forward in his teaching segment that he's doing called The Gathering of Eagles. The floor is now yours, Pastor Fields.
And good morning to each of you. We greet you today with the joy that comes from our Lord and Savior, and we're so happy to be on the show once again. Giving God glory and honor for opportunity to be able to speak with you on the word that God has given us on today. And we certainly thank you for joining us today on this wonderful segment. Let's go to the Word of God. We're dealing today with a topic that is certainly one that is very important to the body of believers in this season, the gathering of eagles. The gathering of eagles. Let's get to the word this morning. If you have your Bibles, we want to read a few passages in your hearing on this morning. Let's go to the Psalms chapter, verse 50. The 50th number of Psalm, verse 5. And then we want to go to Matthew 25, verse 21. And then finally, Matthew 25 and 34. Psalms, the number, 50th number of Psalm, verse 5, it says, Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. He says, this is the Lord speaking, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Matthew 25 and 21 says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And then finally, Matthew 25 and verse 34, it says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, praise God, you want to be on the right hand. He will say to those, the individuals on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The gathering of eagles, praise God. Once again, Psalms 50 and 5 says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. It is by sacrifice, not just the things that we say, but it does matter what we do. The Bible says that we must be not only forgetful hearers only, but hearers as well as doers of the Word of God. So we've been called to be active participants in the Word of God, which is His will, and the will of God, which is His Word. So we don't have to wonder what the will of God is. It is prescribed in the Word of God because the Word is the will. And so we thank God that we understand that. And for those that didn't know, we now make you acutely aware of the fact that if we want to know what God prescribes of us, it is written in His Word. It is the will of God. What He requires of us to do is in the Word of God. It is a written down diary that God left unto His people, the saints of God, the people of God, in order that we may know what to do in the times in which we live. And so that changes not. The Bible says that it is, His Word is forever settled in heaven, the Word which God established before the foundation of the world. And that Word is forever settled in heaven. So it has already been established, and God continues to abide by His Word. His Word, which He says He has even elevated above His own name, the Word of God. So it's important. God will always honor His Word because that is the will of God. Praise God. Isaiah 40 and 31 reminds us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Those individuals that are waiting on the Lord, He said, they that wait on God, those that put their trust, their dependence on Him, He said, they shall renew strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oftentimes, we are reminded in Scripture that there are certain requirements in the Word of God that we must conform to if we want the blessings of God. And so the promises, most of which come with conditions, saints of God. You can't just be like Burger King, have it your own way. We have to do what the Word says to do in order to have what the Word of God says that we can have. And Isaiah reminds us that those individuals that wait on the Lord, those are the ones to which they have the benefit that they shall be renewed. Their strength shall be renewed. He said, those, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. It doesn't happen just because we choose it to, and will it to be so in our lives. It does matter what we do. We have to be active participants. Oh, I wish somebody is hearing me on this morning. The Word of God, it causes us to move in obedience, not just to hear, be forgetful hearers, but to be doers of the Word of God. Many people hear, and He says, those in Scripture, it reminds us that they heard just as we did, but the difference being their hearing was not mixed with faith. They heard the Word of God just as we did, but the difference being is that their hearing was not mixed in faith in those that heard it. Hebrews chapter 4, as a matter of fact, verse 2, it says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them because it was not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Praise God. So we have to also be able to operate by faith and be doers and not just forgetful hearers of the Word of God. So Isaiah said, those individuals who wait on the Lord, those are the ones who are qualified to have their strength renewed. They're going to mount up with eagle's wings. They're going to run and not get weary, and they're going to walk and not faint. Praise God. Jesus is coming back, and waiting on God means to completely trust in Him. We trust Him because we know God is not a man that He would lie unto us. God's word is true. He said, I'll send it, the word, and it will never, ever come back void, but it will accomplish what God sent it to do, and it will prosper in the same world to God send it. We cannot trust in people. We can't trust in ourselves. We can't trust in money or material things. We can't even trust in situations or circumstances, saints, but we can trust the word of God. He said, the grass will wither, the flowers shall fade, but my word shall stand forever. He says, heaven and earth eventually even will pass away, but my word is going to stand forever. The word of God ain't going nowhere. The word has been established and is forever settled in heaven. Praise God. And we have to understand that in our heart of hearts. and know that it is about the word of God, which is the will. And God is always watching over his word in order to perform it, because he said it won't come back void, it won't fail. God is faithful in all that he does. The faithfulness of God says that God, not that he did not fail, God cannot fail, and we must know the difference, praise God. And so Jesus is coming back, the Bible says, and we know it is true, but does it mean that we must quit our jobs in order to serve God? No, it means that we ought to use our time here on earth wisely. Not only our time, but our talents. We must use our treasures. Everything that has been afforded us here on earth, we must use it diligently and faithfully in order to serve God completely in whatever that we do. For a few people, this may mean changing professions. For most of us, it means doing our daily work out of love for God, doing what we do simply because we have committed ourselves to God, to his will and to his way. We're not worried about the things that are happening around us in the world because we understand that this is a God thing. And in the end, it is unto him that we live, move, and have our being. And God is the one that's going to reward us in the end for faithfulness. We're taught to understand that we must be faithful over the few things, because God can then make us ruler over the many, but we cannot be made ruler over many until we be faithful first over the few. And God's going to gather those together that are faithful over the things that he's called us to do. That means you put your time, your attention on the things of God. And it's important because there's going to be a separation between the faithful and true and those who are disobedient. And they were rebellious against the will, the word of God. So we must understand this completely, saints of God. God will separate his obedient followers from pretenders and unbelievers. I need to say that again. God will separate his obedient followers from pretenders and unbelievers. Those who say they are his in word only, but in deed, they do not follow the dictates of the will, the word of God. We must be, the Bible calls us into the righteousness which is of Christ. God called us into obedience. That is what we must do, exactly what is prescribed in the word of God, and not take our own mind to do what we want to do and say that we're doing the will of God. We're doing what we do because we're doing it for God. You cannot prescribe yourself what is right and what is proper in the word. We must take the word specifically for what it says, and we must operate completely in the word, the will, which is of our Father, because there's going to be a separation, saints of God. God is going to separate. Psalm 55 says, gather my saints together. Those that have made a covenant with me by their sacrifice. That means they did the right thing. They heard it and they committed it unto practice in their lives. And that is the thing that is most important in this day and time. We cannot be like everybody else and expect to receive God's best. We've got to be of those individuals who have separated themselves from the things of this world in order that we may please our Lord. And you've got to make a decision. It's kind of like what Elijah said unto the people back in his day. Elijah said, how long are you going to be halted between two opinions? He said, if God be God, then go ahead on and commit yourself to following him. But if Baal be the one that is in complete control and charge, then go on and follow him. But don't be halted any longer between two opinions, but make a decision one way or the other. With God, it's always going to be you are for him or against him. You're with him or you're without him. You're going to be in him or you're going to be out of him. But you cannot have it both ways. There has to be a decision that has to be made in terms of how we relate and deal with God. Praise God. God judges people for treating him lightly. Hear me well today, saints. He judges people for not making them a priority. God says, I will have first place in your life. He said, I'll have no other God before me. The Lord your God, the Bible says, is a jealous God, and he will not have any other God before him. It's God or mammon. You cannot serve both. Mammon is not just money and material things. It's anything that we put in front of God. He says, if I'm not first in your life, you're not deserving of me. You can't even choose mother, father, sister, or brother, or anything that we put in front of God. We must love God first and foremost, because that proves to him that we have committed our lives to him and we've made him a priority. Because God said he's a jealous God, and he won't have anything put in front of him. Praise his holy name. First, he speaks to the superficially religious people who bring their sacrifices, but are only going through the motions. The Psalms 51 to 15. And then they that do not honor God with true praise and thankfulness. Secondly, he chides the wicked. The hard-hearted people for their evil words and immoral lives in Psalm 16 through 22. He asks the superficially religious for genuine thanksgiving and trust, and he warns the evil people to consider their deeds. Praise God. He asks them to consider what they're doing. Praise God, lest he destroy them in his anger. God does care about how we do what we do, and it's important that we commit ourselves to the things of God. Asaph in the psalm, he began the psalms by first describing God's final judgment of people on earth. Surprisingly, we read that God's great fury is leveled against his own people, or at least those who claim to be his. God's judgment must first begin with his own children. 1 Peter 4 and 17. It began, 1 Peter, and I want to really read that, starting with 16, first of all. 1 Peter 4, 16 says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. If you're suffering because you're with him, the Bible says those that will live godly will suffer persecution. He says, in the world, you're going to have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. And many of the afflictions, the Bible says, of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The question still is, saints of God, do you believe the report that comes from the Lord? God's watching over his word to perform it. He's watching over his people, and he will protect us, but we've got to completely put our trust and dependence in him. Peter first goes on to say in that 17th verse of the 4th chapter of 1 Peter, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. God's judgment is going to begin with the children of God in the house of God. And he says, and it must first begin at us. For what end shall the end be, rather, of them that obey not the gospel? For if judgment, but if it began first at the house of God, and if it first began with us, he says, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous are scarcely saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinner, what shall be their fate at his appearing? Praise God. So we understand that judgment is going to begin at the house. The house has to be set in order. There's some things that the body of Christ has got to get straight in terms of how we deal with the righteousness that comes from God. We cannot continue to establish our own sense of righteousness and think that we are walking pleasing God. But we got to do exactly what's prescribed in the word of God, which is the will. I remind us today, because we got to stay with the will, and the will is what it is. It's not what you desire or want it to be. When you come into the kingdom, there are already rules that are prescribed in the kingdom of God, and we've got to conform, praise God, to what God is calling us to do. So if God has called us into obedience in these last days, and then we understand that these things, when we get them into proper alignment in this season, that we understand that there is a day of reckoning coming. The Bible says he's coming as a thief and a robber, and no man knows the day or nor the hour that the Son of Man, that is the Lord, is truly coming, but we must be ready. That is, we must continue to work faithfully in the kingdom until the day is done. That means don't try to figure out when God is coming. Is it today, tomorrow, next week, or is it 5 years from now? Just work faithfully, knowing that I'm not worried about when he comes. I just want to be ready, whatever that is, because I'm going to work, not trying to be slick and try to figure out when God is coming. I'm just going to work faithfully in the kingdom so that when God shows that, whatever time that may be, I'm ready to go with him. And we don't want to be like those foolish versions, 10 versions, but 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 were ready and 5 were not. We have to take a note from the scriptures today, saints, that we want to be ready, doing what God says, walking in obedience, so that whenever God shows, we'll be of the sect of those that he says, gather unto me, my faithful, those who have made a covenant with me by their sacrifice, the gathering of the eagles, praise God, those who rise above life's problems and situations simply because we choose to walk in the obedience of the will, the word of God. We choose to believe the report that comes from him. God bless, and God keep you is our prayer on today.
Thank you, Pastor Fields, for that inspiring word on this morning here in the studio. And we are now down to our commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio, your host for today, on our Real Talk segment with Pastor Rufus Fields.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a Self-Help Tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700. Access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I'm joined with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching he has been working on called The Gathering of Eagles. And Pastor Fields, in the chat room, we had one question for you, sir, which comes from Minister Geisha. She says, looking at the Word of God when you're discussing gathering the eagles, she thank you for such an inspirational subject matter on this morning. She said she's a first-time listener, so we thank you for tuning in to the radio segment of Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So we thank you for listening in, Minister Geisha. Welcome to the setting. The question is this. She says, as a person that is new in the Word of God, new in ministry, how do you get to that place of being one of God's eagles?
Minister Geisha, and to all that are listening on this morning, it's a very simple process. Sometimes we think that it's a difficult pathway to God, to walking in obedience of God. But really and truly, it comes by just doing the necessary and the natural things. Paul says in Scripture that we must live our lives, make our lives, he said, a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's a reasonable service is something that we can do. It's not hard to accomplish, but we must commit ourselves to the obedience. When we read the word of God, whatever is prescribed therein, we commit it to practice in our lives. So we do it by every day just taking simple steps, Minister Geisha, to just walk into obedience, not aligning ourselves with what we see, because the Bible tells us that we must walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we become tripped up in life because we look at others who are around us and we tend to want to mimic their steps. But the real guidance, the real reference to our lives is not the lives of people, not even those in the kingdom, but we ought to align ourselves with the word of God. So when you're reading in the word of God and as you continue to study, God will guide you by his spirit as to what it is that we need to do on a day-to-day basis as we continue to strive to be all that God is calling us for. And it begins with just simple obedience, reading what God says and doing what God has prescribed us to do. And then continue to pray for God's help, because we know we cannot do it in and of ourselves. Why? Because we are all not just spiritual, but we're natural beings, and we live in a natural world, and we have many forces that are competing for our time and attention, but it takes prayer, which is a spiritual thing. The prayers, the Bible says, of the righteous availeth much. And as we continue to pray, Jesus told the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he gave them the answer thereby. He says, for the flesh, the spirit is willing, he says, but rather the flesh is weak. So pray that you enter not into temptation. In other words, temptation is coming. But the only way to be able to overcome the temptation is, he says, to pray, because prayers help the Holy Spirit to guide us around the pitfalls. God bless you.
And thank you, Pastor Pierce, for addressing Minister Geisha's question. We are now down to the last 3 minutes of the segment. Are there any encouraging words that you would like to leave with the radio listening audience, or would you desire to just close out in prayer?
Okay.
Either way, the option is yours, and the floor is back in your hand.
I simply say to each of us today, I'm not saying it is dull, that it is easy to continue to live the Christian life in this world. The reality is, saints of God, we're trying to live righteous in an unrighteous world. We're trying to do what is pleasing to God in a world that is all messed up and out of order. But as we continue to walk in the obedience that God calls us to, that is the obedience of his word, the only guide, the roadmap that we have in this world to truly guide us around life's pitfalls is we have the word. We have the spirit of God and we have the blood, praise God. And the Bible says that's how we're going to overcome the world. In Revelation, he says, and they overcame the word simply by the word of their testimonies, the Bible, which is the truth. And the blood of the Lamb. And it says they counted not their lives precious even unto death. So we got to deny ourselves. Paul said, it's no longer the I, but it is the Christ that lives in me. And I died. He says, so I die daily because I'm no longer important, but it's about Christ and the work that he's doing. I'm a new creation, a new vessel that has been created unto God. So we walk no longer after the flesh, but rather after the spirit. And continue to pray. Prayer is very important in the life of being. So important, God says, pray always without ceasing. And then Luke 18:1 reminds us, men ought to always pray and not to faint. And I've understood, because we understand that if we are praying, then we won't have time to faint. But if we're faint, it's because we do not take the time to pray. God bless you today, and God keep you with our prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil. And we are now down to the close of this radio broadcast segment. Let us know how you are enjoying listening to Real Talk. Continue to check us out at www.godsanointedministries.com for upcoming shows. And you can also email us at GAM, which is G-A-M, at godsanointedministries.com to give us your feedback on the show segments or to let us know what upcoming segments you would like Pastor Phil to do a teaching on. As well as in this time and in this season, you can avail yourself to assisting the man of God with his various ministries by rendering your monetary donations, and you can do those over his website, once again, which is www.godministries.com, as well as sponsor him for upcoming radio segments and upcoming television segments also. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment. This is Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing over me. Yo!